Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class, Jason. Thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, America's only radio correspondent from Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
Well, I guess maybe the question should be, so what's shaking? I mean, that was a term probably from the 1920s. What's shaking?
Yeah, it was here. It was shaking earlier today in Victoria. We had a magnitude 6.0 earthquake at Mountfield, which is kind of even more in the middle of nowhere than what we are. But it was felt in Melbourne. And it literally just about shook at least one building down. So, the earth shook and all the bricks from the side of the building came off the side of the building and ended up all over the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's pretty amazing.
So are you prone to earthquakes, or is Australia prone to earthquakes, or is this kind of an anomaly?
Depending on what part of Australia, there are areas which are just out. Actually, there's an area, funnily enough, just outside of Canberra, where they tend to get a lot of small earthquakes, but not around here.
Mm-hmm.
So, because Australia is actually one continent and is on its own continental plate, we don't tend to get a lot of earthquakes. But where this particular earthquake happened was in an area known as the Great Dividing Range, and it's an area where the crust is getting pushed inwards. So although it's not on a intercontinental fault line, it's on an area of continental upthrust. So something similar to what you would get in the Appalachian Mountains or the Himalayas or the European Alps. They have a geological record of having earthquakes there, although they haven't had any of this magnitude since Europeans have been there. But the Aborigines have recollections of such things. And, the geology shows a history of such things. So they have been known to happen, just not in the last 200 or 300 years. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. And so speaking of earthquakes violence, I understand that there have been some protests with people in the city, and the police have decided that the appropriate response to people who are peacefully protesting is tear gas, rubber bullets, and other devices of torture. Is that true?
Yeah, and not only that. This has been going on for the last two or three days. It's actually for about the last 3 days. Shall I tell the class what the Victorian government, in their infinite wisdom, decided to do, Vincent?
Yes, please do. But first, would you please tell the class what, when you say Victoria, what does that mean? How would that relate to a geographic area, let's say, or a political divide in the United States?
Okay. Victoria is in the southeast of the Australian continent. So if you were going to, map Australia onto the United States, it would be roughly where Florida is on the United States. But we're not warm because we're hot in the summer, but and we're in climate zone 9A or 9B for any gardeners out there. So we don't get cold and frosty during the winter. Or, we don't have overly harsh winters. But we're roughly where Florida would be on the United States. But we don't have the same climate as Florida because we're in the southern hemisphere. So does that make sense?
Yes, and how large of a geographic area would you say Victoria is?
I don't have much knowledge of the size of American states, but if people know how large the UK is, we would have that's the United Kingdom, Britain. We would have a larger land area than the nation of Britain. So that's a fair whack of land.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're saying now, or up until a short time ago, they were saying that they had maybe 5,000 police to police the whole state. I don't know how rubbery their figures have become. They may decide to inflate the number of police that they've got on paper, but I think that the true number of police is still at around about 5,000. So there's no way that they could, that's a lot of land, and there's no way that they could police that amount of land with only 5,000 police. I think that most of those police are probably at the moment in and around Melbourne, because they're on tear gas duty. Getting back to the issue of what they've been doing with themselves lately. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, roughly speaking, Australia is about three-quarters the size in land area of the United States, actually about 78%. So it's pretty big. And we're talking about a large swath of land. So please continue with what is happening, what else is happening in Australia, in Victoria. I understand people are angry about the lockdown. And, I mean, they're frosted. They're absolutely frosted. And they're taking to the streets, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they are. What you're seeing is, people have been calling him Dictator Dan. People have been calling him all sorts of other disrespectful names, and rightly so, in my humble opinion, because he's acting like a little communist. He's acting like he wants to be Mao Zedong or somebody. And he's made this rule where if you are... if you are engaged in a construction industry trade, so if you're a plumber, electrician, bricklayer, roofer, tiler, etc., if you make buildings for a living, then you have to get the coronavirus death jab He doesn't call it that, of course. But you have to get the jab or you lose your job. And if your employer doesn't sack you, then Dan is going to fine not only you, but he's also going to fine your employer, which is probably going to send them broke from the legal fees of fighting all these court cases. So this rule, this new rule that he made up, kicked in on the 21st of September, okay? And on the 22nd of September, we had an earthquake, which did a huge amount of, it partially destroyed one building, and probably has done structural damage to a bunch of other buildings all across the state. The, literally the day after, he's just gone and sacked a good proportion of builders all across the state. I'll tell you what, this guy really deserves a medal for being Dictator of the Year. You know, I don't think he would, I don't think he would win any IQ competitions. You know, I think that he's a sock puppet, first class. I'm not even kidding. I'm really sure somebody out there has got goods on him. And maybe, I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm just speculating. Maybe that's why he had an accident earlier on in the year. That's just the rumors that have been going around. But this is it. And, you know, the thing is, the brickies, that's what they call bricklayers here. The bricklayers, the builders, the carpenters, the plumbers, the electricians, the painters and decorators, the window glaziers, and all the other building trades people who are involved in building construction, they decided that they were going to have some protests. Because they didn't much like being suddenly put out of work. And so they've been demonstrating. They demonstrated on the 20th, on the 21st, and they demonstrated today. And today, and I would say, by looking at the drone footage of some of these protests, I would say that conservatively 100,000 people 100,000 building trades experts have turned up to some of these protests. And these are not the little girly girls that show up to the BLM and Antifa protests. These are men, okay? These are guys that you would see on a construction site, concrete experts, like I said, plumbing experts, electrical experts, painters, riggers, name any building trade. This is it. They are every one of them what Crocodile Dundee is. Okay? These are real Australians, not these, wannabes. You get, but I can hear music, so I'll discuss what happens to them on the other side of the break.
And we've got David in Illinois on hold. David will be with you after the break. So, Dictator Dan Andrews, Gwyneth, very quickly, has he suspended Parliament?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the news. I think he might have.
All right. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She's giving us the latest update. David in Illinois is joining us. David, welcome.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? yeah, it's me.
How you doing?
Can I say something real quick? I apologize for Gwyneth. Your message, they blocked me so much I didn't receive it until Saturday. So. I apologize for that. So it wasn't a problem. I just didn't receive it until then. I have a question about her. I was listening to another gentleman from Australia, and he mentioned Melbourne and Victoria. And he said comments of where some people that are getting exposed, they're actually taking them to, like, apartment buildings or hotels and locking them up. Is that actually happening?
Yes, it is. So that means while the earth was shaking and quaking and while some people were able to escape into the streets, there were other people who were literally locked into their apartments this afternoon or, you know, well, for us now it's yesterday. But, you know, there are actually people who are locked into their hotel rooms and apartments and could not get out. And if it had been a bigger earthquake, which geologically Australia has a history of bigger earthquakes, although they haven't, like I said, they haven't had any in the last 200 or 300 years. If those buildings had collapsed, then these people would have had no chance of escaping. And that is absolutely disgusting. That is just not acceptable. You know, it's just, what was he thinking? You know, and I'm sure he didn't know that there was going to happen an earthquake this afternoon. But you know, this, and I'll just quickly finish saying what ended up happening to all these protesters. They ended up, you know, they ended up playing cat and mouse on Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon with the police, leading them all over the city of the CBD of Melbourne, Melbourne CBD, playing cat and mouse with the police all afternoon, and they all converged on our state war memorial, which is just across the other side of the river. So it's just outside of the CBD. There's a facility which is known as the Shrine of Remembrance, and it's an enormous, it would be the size of maybe two football pitches in size, and in the middle of it there's what looks, I know it sounds weird, but it looks like an Aztec temple. That's the only thing, you know, probably set on Greek pillar column things at the bottom, but I don't know who designed that. But it's our state war memorial, and so when we have Remembrance Day and Anzac Day and this sort of thing, that's where they have a big, you know, ceremony there to remember all the soldiers. And the tradies went there. The tradesmen went there, obviously thinking that the police wouldn't dare do anything to them on the state war memorial, you know, thinking that the police had an ounce of virtue and decency. But, of course, they were wrong. They had rubber bullets fired at them, and they were tear-gassed. They were wrestled to the ground, and they were handcuffed. And they hadn't done anything except, you know, walk from place to place in the CBD. They didn't burn things. They didn't, you know, do anything today. On a previous day, a handful of them had gotten a little bit rowdy and had broken a few windows in the union building, which is called the CFMEU offices. And that was because, you know, the union wouldn't back them up, and so they gathered out the front of the union building on a previous day. So there's no guarantee it's even the same people. But the police just went in on the war memorial and, you know, started firing tear gas and just, you know, firing rubber bullets at people. And I think personally, this is my speculation, it's only a matter of time before they start firing real bullets at people. But that is absolutely disgusting. It's as if you
hold that thought. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Biden administration says Haitian refugees are being sent back to Haiti, thousands have been released into the United States, undercutting the Biden administration's public statements. Haitians have been freed on a, quote, very, very large scale, end quote, in recent days. That's according to one U.S. official who put the figure in the thousands. The official with direct knowledge of operations was not authorized to discuss the matter. A body found Sunday in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito, according to the Teton County Coroner. The coroner's initial determination of the cause of death is homicide. Sweetheart since childhood, the boyfriend, Brian Laundry, is on the run in an unusual powerful tremor for Australia. A magnitude 5.9 earthquake caused slight damage in suburban Melbourne on Wednesday. Geoscience Australia is reporting the quake hit about 80 miles northeast of Australia's second most populous city, near the town of Mansfield, USA. Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
President Biden delivered his first speech to the United Nations Tuesday morning. The critics say he was weak on China by not mentioning the atrocities of the CCP and bowing down to climate change. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News.
Certainly not from Joe Biden and the Democrats, but you're right, this speech was a disgrace at the United Nations. Joe Biden walked into the United Nations and slapped a giant kick me sign on Uncle Sam's back. And in particular, as it relates to China, he bent over backwards to conciliate and appease the Chinese Communist Party. He said we don't seek a new Cold War. Well, China has been waging a Cold War against America and our workers and our military for decades. So the question is not whether we seek one. The question is whether or not we will fight back in it. Yet Joe Biden wouldn't even say the word China. He's apparently too scared to even mention China's name in a speech addressed to the world's leaders. What kind of signal does that send to them? What kind of signal does it send to the leaders of Beijing? I can tell you what they're doing right now. They're laughing at Joe Biden.
Human rights violator President Xi of China, via translator, uses America's woke crowd talking points.
We need to pursue dialogue and inclusiveness over confrontation and exclusion. We need to build a new type of international relations based on mutual respect, equity, justice, and win-win cooperation.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season.
For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Even the mainstream media is nibbling around the edges of calling that feckless stumblebum what he really is. And I just want to take a couple seconds and repeat the question I have, because you need to ask yourselves this question, class. Quote, this is from me. Quote, if you have a friend who voted for the stumblebum, and that stumblebum cost lives, destroyed the military, and wants to raise inheritance tax to 40%, and that stumblebum wants to tax you more for the idiotic government spending sprees, is that person still your friend? end quote. That was my question to the class. That's my question to you. Every day the news talks more and more about this guy who lies and lies and lies and lies and lies about everything. He is at the seat as the CEO of USA. Do you have friends that voted for that stumble bum? Are they still your friends? Do they still say, yeah, well, you know, he's just not as smart as he used to be? What? How can they possibly defend this guy? I told you over and over for years, this guy's a plagiarist. He stole another person's wife. And yet, some people voted for him. And if you have friends that voted for him, are they still your friends? I'm just going to leave you with that question. My answer is absolutely, positively not. How could I have a friend who wants to steal from generations of my family's hard work? His regime wants to steal what's left. His regime wants you to be jabbed with an inoculation of a diluted serum of genocide. These are my opinions. Think about that. Dr. Sheely and I discussed this weeks ago, and what I said was, I believe this is man-made. I'm talking about the China genocide. And I believe the vaccine is a diluted version of the man-made China genocide, injected right into the bloodstream. And we have Dictator Dan demanding that people take the man-made genocide. We have friends, and I won't say who they are, who are in organizations, and those organizations are saying, if you don't take the man-made genocide, you will no longer be part of our organization. We have friends who have companies who have been telling their employees that, well, we've got more than 100 people, and if you don't take the man-made genocide, we're going to have to fire you. Because that's what Joe said we have to do. It's time. It's time, class. I cannot say what you need to do, but you need to think about what you need to do. Are you going to take it? If your church says, in order for you to be in the congregation on Sunday or whenever it happens to meet, that you have to have this man-made genocide, this serum injected into your body, are you still willing to follow that preacher? Or are you going to say what I would say? God has a lot of work left for me to do. He's not done with me. My answer is no. I'm not taking the man-made genocide. Lead first. Gwyneth, back to you and David. Well, did you want to address David's question further?
Yeah. Gosh. I just remembered something. Okay. Just as I said, well, it's kind of a good thing that maybe there's not so many fault lines running through the middle of Melbourne. But then I remembered, oh, hang on. There are fault lines running straight through the middle of the Melbourne CBD. And the reason why I know that is because I went to university. I went to college at Melbourne University. And I studied with Professor Ian Plimer, who is one of the most eminent geologists in Australia. And we did field trips to the Melbourne CBD to go and have a look at the fault lines. And there are fault lines running directly underneath the Melbourne CBD. And you can see them and cuttings in public parks just outside of the Melbourne CBD. There is a park which is in St Kilda, which is right next to the CBD, and you can go there, and it's called Studley Park. That's S-T-U-D-L-E-Y Park. That's the name of the park. It has the Yarra River running through it. And I'll tell you something about rivers. They tend to run along fault lines. And you can see this fault line in the cliff faces that have been cut out by the Yarra River running through this park. So, you know, this might not be done yet. And if it hits the Melbourne CBD, then what's going to happen to all these people in hotel quarantine and apartment quarantine who can't get out of their buildings? These things happen, you know. And we don't know really how they, because it's all been built with suburbs and that sort of thing, between the time when, you know, these hotlines might not all be discovered yet, because sometimes they're under the ground. Sometimes they are not immediately apparent from the surface that there's a fault line there. How do we know that those fault lines that are visible in the cutting in Studley Park are not connected to the ones at Mansfield? How do we know that? There's no way of us knowing that, but it's certainly possible because they're only 100 miles or so apart, which is really nothing. And they haven't moved since there's been white settlement. So we don't know where this network of fault lines runs. Does that make sense? If there's a major earthquake in the middle of Melbourne, none of the buildings are earthquake prepared like they would be in somewhere like, Los Angeles, where basically all of the buildings, because they have earthquakes on a regular basis, all the buildings have to be built according to earthquake code. But because there's never been an earthquake of this magnitude in the whole of White Settlement, in Australia, basically, then none of the buildings here are built to earthquake code. And a lot of them are made using a building method called brick veneer, which is you put a wooden frame up and then you put a single layer of brick on the outside of the building. And in an earthquake, that would be stupid. Yeah, the bricks would do exactly what the bricks did on that, you know, on the building that was has been all over the media. The bricks will just fly off the side of the building, and maybe the wooden frame will survive, or maybe, you know, it will succumb to the battering of all these bricks flying around. Does that make sense, Vincent?
When brick veneer is applied to a frame structure like 2x4, 2x6. Wall, then there's sheathing on the wall like oriented strand board, and then maybe Tyvek, and then attaching, then there's a space like maybe a half inch to a 1 inch space between the OSB and the inside of the brick wall, and the bricks are held in place by what's called wall ties, W-A-L-L space tie, T-I-E S, wall ties. And they are these wiggly shaped pieces of galvanized steel. They might be 8 inches long and they have a hole in one end. And what's done is a screw, like a sheetrock screw, is screwed into the stud through the OSB into the stud. And then that piece of 8-inch wiggle metal, which is, let's say an inch wide, is pulled outward from the wall, perpendicular to the wall, and it's mortared in between the bricks, and they put those every several feet. So what you have is a sheetrock screw holding this piece of metal, which is mortared into the brick, and that's what keeps the wall in place. Sheetrock screws. And yes. if you have a brick wall that's, let's say,
the whole thing comes shaking down.
Yeah, if you have a if you have a brick wall that's, let's say, 10 feet wide by 10 feet tall, which would be pretty tall, you might have 20 sheetrock screws holding it in, period. So, you know, I'm
not earthquake friendly.
Well, yeah, it's the wrong design for an earthquake, in my opinion. The reason that some buildings stand in earthquakes is they are designed to sway and move with the earth. Pretty terrifying when you're on the top floor of a skyscraper and it's moving 2 feet, you know, left and right and forward and back. It's pretty terrifying because you can feel that. But that's by design so that the building does sway. But they're not made out of brick because the brick would crack. But you're absolutely right. David, you had some more thoughts. Please continue.
Yeah, well, I can make a comment about the earthquake, but I also wanted to ask a comment about COVID. But the earthquake, now we're on the fall line here. I don't know how far it goes down to you, but didn't it hit major in the 1900s early and made the Mississippi go backwards, backwards?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I believe that earthquake was centered at the New Madrid Fault. And yes, it was so violent that the shaking of the earth made the Mississippi River run backward. Yes, absolutely true.
And we have nothing here that's earthquake prepared. With that, when it happens again, it's going to be devastating, I think. But back to the COVID situation. Now here's my. Here's my observation about something. We have boats, cruise liners off the ocean. Now, they had to be tested before they got on and vaccinated, everyone from the passengers to the crew. Now, how did they get COVID on there if it was all sterilized, sanitized, and quarantined?
Yeah, hold that thought. As usual, David is a deep thinker. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast, or your money back.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David, back to you.
Yeah, and that's the recent one. Now, if you go back before the quarantine, when it first started, it was big on cruise ships. Well, they evacuated a cruise ship and parked it for months off one of the coasts. They went to there, tested it, and this thing was rampant with COVID. Now, that was sitting there for months. Nobody was there. Okay, well, yet they say it can only last on the surface for 24 hours or a couple of days. Some don't make sense. Either they're giving it to us or it's being brought into the shipping. And it obviously sits on products for a lot longer than they say.
Well, there's several ways it can happen. One is exactly what you say. And, class, when we get mail or packages, what we do is we wear latex gloves, long sleeve shirts. We don't let the packages touch us. And packages are delivered in a specific location to the farm. And then we go pick them up. Okay? The gate's closed. So there is a location where deliveries are made. Yeah, it's not visible. So deliveries are made, and then later on we go and pick up these packages. And we put them in the back of a pickup truck. And we park the truck in the sun. When we go to get the mail at the mailbox, we go open the mailbox with gloves and throw the mail in the back of the pickup truck. And we spread it out. You know, we throw it so that it spreads out. And we leave it in the sun. And then hours later, we flip it over so that every side of the mail and packages and et cetera get the sun. And we want it to get warm because we believe that the virus can't live long in ultraviolet and with heat. So those are the two enemies of the virus, which is why the injection must be kept super, super cold so it doesn't go bad. So those are things that we do. Now, on this cruise ship, did they do that? I don't know. They say that the virus will last a longer time on plastic than it will on paper. It will last a different amount of time on metal than it will on paper. So, and it lasts less in the heat, and it lasts less in ultraviolet. So we use that to our advantage. So we don't open the mail as soon as we get it because of that. So that's one thing we do. So did the cruise ship get disinfected properly? Are there surfaces that are cold? Maybe the refrigerator. Maybe it lasted a long time there. Maybe it was introduced as a, well, let's see what happens in this petri dish called a cruise ship. Let's try a new virus. Maybe we'll send someone on there who has been vaccinated. And let's see if that causes it to spread. So we don't know if we're told the truth. I mean, the plagiarist can't tell the truth. The rest of his regime doesn't seem to be able to tell the truth. So we can't believe that. We can't believe anything. We can't even believe that the cruise ship had a virus or more, right? We can't believe anything. So, David, I guess the answer is I don't know. But what we're doing is we are taking caution with everything we do, including if I have a doctor's appointment, I'm not going unless I absolutely, positively have to. Because I don't want to go there. And I don't want to get it. Nobody in our family's gotten it. And around here, that's rare. I mean, I think we are the only family who has not succumbed to the Chinese genocide. Back to you, Tom.
Now, is it me or just this? It's like this administration has brought out an old magic eight ball. Remember them? And is shaking it up before they go out to tell us something. What do I tell people today?
Yes, and what David's talking about is there was a toy back in the 1960s, maybe 50s and 1960s, and it was something you could hold in your hand. It was like a small bowling ball, very small, size of a small cantaloupe, and it was black, and it had the number 8 on it. It was called an 8 ball, and on the bottom, it had like a glass window. And you could look in the window and you could turn the 8 ball and you could say, is it going to rain today? And you turn the 8 ball over and it would give you an answer, like high probability. Yes, definitely. No. It would give you answers. And what David is saying is the Biden administration using the 8 ball to decide what to tell us? But David, if the Biden administration or regime is using the 8 ball, they're using it multiple times a day. So they'll ask it a question, and they'll say, you know, do we tell them about the virus? No. Do we lie about the virus? Yes, definitely. So they get these answers from the eight ball. I mean, it seems like that's what they're doing, and that's the question David is asking or proposing. David, you could be absolutely right, because they make none of the government makes any sense. And I have a couple comments about that when we come back. David, did you want to stay with us? Because I have a couple comments that are germane to this.
Sure.
Okay. And it's kind of like, if they're lying, should you tell the truth? If they're lying at every turn, how should you respond? That's the question. And I'll respond to that when we come back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.